few states have been harder hit by the nation's opioid epidemic than Missouri, which has one of the country's highest overdose rates. A new center in the southwest corner of the state is responding by training people living in recovery to help others do the same. Side Effects Public Media's Bram Sablesmith reports on why we may see more centers like that open across the country.
43-year-old Dina Kilpatrick came to Branson, Missouri looking for a new start. She'd battled drug and alcohol addiction for 30 years since she was 13. When she moved, she was determined to stay away from all that. And it was going pretty well, she says, but it was lonely.
Once I stopped drinking and drugs, once you stop polluting yourself, you're just like, who am I? What am I going to do?
Then a few months ago, she relapsed and got a DUI, her fourth. She could have been locked up for 4 years, but she opted to enter the county treatment court. It's a program for nonviolent offenders to get them into recovery instead of prison. For 18 months, she's required to attend a 12-step program, meet with a counselor, a parole officer, complete community service. And she'll also get something she didn't have when she was trying to go it alone, peer support.
So you said you don't have a driver's license. Have you lost it because of a DWI or you just don't have one?
I've lost it due to DUI, my fourth one.
Do you need housing?
Yes.
Do you need food?
Yes.
Kilpatrick is getting clothing. A needs assessment at the Peeps and Recovery Center. It's a peer support center in Reed Spring, about 20 miles from Branson. Sally Moore is doing the assessing, and like all eight of the specialists here, she's in recovery herself from drug addiction.
I don't think that any addict or alcoholic should die in their addiction. And there was somebody there to help me, so.
More than 220 people have already passed through PEEP since it opened in January, which says something about the need here, considering the center serves a population of only about 100,000. PEEP is like a complement to 12-step programs, but with more specific kinds of support by trained and credentialed peer specialists. Here's Patricia Sams, PEEP's founder.
We're going to cover all of the life skill areas that people may be shaky at.
Take debt. Many people entering recovery will owe money for medical bills or back taxes or court fees, and that can be overwhelming. So a peer recovery specialist might sit down with the person and say,
okay, so here's your debt and here's your income, and then let's make a payment plan.
That may seem simple, but this support is meaningful coming from someone who shares a similar life experience. And according to Tom Hill of the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration,
the bottom line is that peers can help improve treatment outcomes.
But few states are funding these peer services, at least not through Medicaid. Back in 2007, the Federal Medicaid Agency urged states to start paying for peer support for mental health patients and for substance abuse patients. And while more than 30 states have started paying for mental health peers, Hill says only a handful that don't include Missouri pay for peers to help with addiction.
Part of that is just based on the history of mental health being Medicaid reimbursable for many, many years, whereas substance use disorders and treatment for that has not been.
As public awareness of the opioid epidemic grows, Hill expects more states to start paying for substance abuse peers. But for now, centers like PEEPS have to find other funding to help people like Dina Kilpatrick.
It was kind of a divine intervention for me, you know, be able to find this place and get a second chance.
So far, she's been sober since mid-May and moved in with a family member closer to Reed Spring to pursue her recovery. Bram Sablesmith, Side Effects Public Media.